musste ich singen. Und ich wusste nicht, warum. Doch abends weinte ich bitterlich. Es stieg aus allen Dingen ein Schmerz. Und er ging um und legte sich auf mich.
Wretched eardrums popped and fizzed. My eyeballs watered. Up we whizzed. I clung on tight. I shouted, "How much further are we going now?" Toad said, his face all wreathed in smiles, "With every jump, it's 50 miles." Quite literally, we jumped all over from Scotland to the cliffs of Dover. Above the cliffs, we stopped for tea, and Toad said, gazing at the sea, "What do you say we take a chance and jump from England into France?" I said, "Oh dear, do you think we ought to? I'd hate to finish in the water." But Toads, you'll find, don't give a wink for what we little children think. He didn't bother to reply. He jumped. You should have seen us fly. We simply soared across the sea, the marvelous Mr. Toad and me. Then down we came, and down and down, and landed in a funny town. We landed hard. In fact, we bounced. "We're there. It's France," the Toad announced. He said, "You must admit it's grand to jump into a foreign land. No boats, no bicycles, no trains, no cars, no noisy aeroplanes." Just then, we heard a fearful shout. "Oh, heavens above," the Toad cried out. I turned and saw a frightening sight. On every side, to left, to right, people were running down the road, running at me and Mr. Toad. And every person, man and wife, was brandishing a carving knife. It didn't take me very long to figure there was something wrong. And yet how could a small boy know, for nobody had told me so, that Frenchmen aren't like you or me. They do things very differently. They won't say yards, they call them meters. And they're the most peculiar eaters. A Frenchman frequently regales himself with half a dozen snails. The greedy ones will gulp a score of these foul brutes and ask for more. In many of the best hotels, the people also eat the shells. Imagine then, my stomach turns. One might as well eat slugs or worms. But wait, read on a little bit. You haven't heard the half of it. These fish go even more uncog if someone offers them a frog. You'd better fetch a basin quick in case you're going to be sick. The bits of frog they like to eat are thighs and calves and toes and feet. The French will gobble loads and loads of legs they chop off frogs. It's absolutely a dozen frogs they must try to kill. That's why the whole town and their wives and Russians will come.
Thank you. finished country is still prehistorical. The only thing that is lacking is the final overture. It's like a curse weighing on us in my imagination. And whoever goes to eat into it gets his share of that curse. So they are cursed with what they are doing here. It's a man that's gone into existence and created the anger.
Thank you. We'll be right back. from your mom.